Justin Fluke with you, talking Sabetha basketball. We begin with the girls coach Nate Bauman as the Lady Blue Jays coming off the Burlington tournament, now 6-6 on the season, 5-2 in the Big 7 League. Sabetha had won four consecutive games going into the Burlington tournament. Coach obviously knew you'd see a lot of good, tough competition. Talked last week a little about facing Silver Lake, the number one seed in the tournament in the opening round, but then you do bounce back to beat Ottawa by 5 on Friday, and then Saturday lose kind of a heartbreaker to Paola by 3. So you saw some different teams, some pretty good teams, I guess. Just kind of what's your overall takeaway after watching your team compete there in Burlington last week?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they did, was compete for all three games. And, you know, a couple of them didn't work out the way we always want them to, but still such a great tournament for us, seeing different competition and seeing really a different style of play. Oftentimes when we go down there, Paola and Ottawa especially are just physical and aggressive teams, and so kind of have to battle through some things. The officiating's typically a little different down there, so it lets you play a little more, and I think that makes us better in the long run, and certainly makes us better as we get ready for postseason eventually.
Emily Krebs named to the all-tournament team. What she meant to your team, and just kind of the leadership as one of the few, you know, seniors and players coming back this year.
Yeah, she's just the heart and soul of our team. You know, she handles the ball most of the time and does a great job of doing that without turning it over. She's a really unselfish player, constantly looking to distribute to her teammates. Her assist to turnover ratio is fantastic for a girls basketball point guard. It's really unheard of in my time here anyway. So, I just appreciate the way she runs things, and kind of, you know, she's been there with me for 3 years now, so she kind of knows we're kind of thinking on the same page, and you know, who to get the ball to and what kind of plays we want to run in what situation, and it's just so helpful. And she's done a great job of leading her teammates as well and encouraging them also.
A lot of close games. I mentioned both these last two games in Burlington were pretty close, and that seems how the Big 7's kind of been and maybe shaping up, because there's just so much parity in the league this year. But I know you mentioned free throws on Saturday. I guess when you play a bunch of close games and expect more close games here in the second half of the season, there's probably a few little things that you feel like are going to make a big difference, huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, after that game Saturday, you know, we were up 3 in the last minute of the game, and Paola's great player hit 2 threes in the last minute to win it for him. And we missed some free throws down the stretch. But after the game, I told the girls, you know, we all, myself included, have little things throughout the game that we wish we would have done better. And so, you know, the girls that missed some free throws were down on themselves. Girls that turned it over late, or girls that didn't get out to contest quite as quickly on that shot, are down on themselves. But it's a total team effort, win or lose. And as long as we all realize that and understand that we all need to do something a little better, you know, then it certainly takes some of the load off of the individual. And that's what we'll do this week. That's what they did yesterday coming back to practice, was just getting back to work. And we've been here before. We talked about yesterday, and we were 1-4 at Christmas break, and we went to work and turned some things around. And now we lost a close one. And we'll go back to work and see if we can turn some things around from there too.
Silver Lake again on a Friday, the only game this week, final non-conference game before the Jays go through the Big 7 the second time through. Coach, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to chatting the rest of the year. Good luck on Friday against Silver Lake.
All right, thanks a lot, Justin.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball right after this.